Matt Flynn direct on Devil Radio. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. We're going right to the lines. Wisco Paul, my friend, thanks for calling. What's on your mind today, Wisco Paul?
Good morning, Matt. Happy Friday to you. As far as Joe Biden goes, he does understand climate change. Without clean air, clean water, you know, he's got to have those two things, and he understands it, and he's going to help try to fix it. Also, one last thought on this Friday. I sure hope that your friend Ron Johnson, maybe he's not your friend, I guess. I hope he runs. I hope he runs. Please run, Ron, and we'll see where this state is at as far as you're concerned. May the, you know, I just would, we'll see how Trumpy we are. So with that, you have a great weekend, Matt.
Yeah, thanks a lot, Paul. Thanks for calling in. Same to you. Yeah, let me pick up on that on Ron Johnson. Ron Johnson gave an interview. I think it was yesterday. I saw it at least yesterday. And in it, he said that he's really more of a Tea Party guy than a Republican. That's what he said. He said that in an interview. He said that his inspiration in getting involved was the Tea Party. You recall back in 2010, Russ Feingold was running for re-election. The Republicans could not find anybody to run against him. Anybody. And in May of the year, May of 2010, at the Republican convention, the end of May, in other words, the election was not, is in November. 6 months later, they still didn't have a candidate. And Ron Johnson's walking around. And they say, well, you look like a senator. You have sort of silvery hair, you know, good looking guy, big blue eyes. Looks like butter wouldn't melt in his mouth and doesn't say much. That's all we need. Okay. And he got their endorsement, and he was their nominee, and Russ was way ahead in the polls. What people did not understand at the time, there are tides in the affairs of men. The tide goes in, the tide goes out, and some years are like tsunamis, and a Democrat can't win, and then some years are tsunamis, and a Republican can't win. 2010 was a Republican year. And Jim Doyle saw that, and he decided not to run for re-election. Dave Obey saw that, the 7th District. He decided not to run. And Tom Barrett stepped in to run, got beaten. Russ Feingold was the incumbent ahead in the polls. He got beaten. And somehow, Ron Johnson ends up in the Senate. Now, in 2016... Russ runs again. That was not a tsunami year against Democrats necessarily. Hillary Clinton did lose, but she only lost by something like 23,000 votes in Wisconsin. And yet Ron Johnson got in, even though Russ was ahead in the polls by 6 points or something towards the end. Johnson got in. So what he said now is, I'm really Tea Party. He said, you know, the Republicans, he sees the split. He knows the Mitt Romneys and the Liz Cheneys and the Adam Kinzingers and aren't going to go with him. He knows the split. He's siding with Tea Party. He looks on the Trump as Tea Party, the Trump side, Tea Party. And that's what he's doing. And it's just dead wrong. So you want a Tea Party guy? Vote for the guy. But, you know, if the Tea Party says they don't trust the FBI and the CIA, which is what he said, and if the Tea Party says, we think that the insurrection were just a bunch of guys. Now, if it had been Black Lives Matter, that's different. We have a stark contrast, okay? We have good candidates. One of them won't get nominated. We got to win. Going back to the lines, Pizza Box Mike, my friend. I'm going to try to squeeze everybody in before the end of the show. Pizza Box Mike, my co-host, what's on your mind today, Pizza Box Mike?
Well, I think it's up to us to remind the legislators that we elect that we dictate to them. Not Joe Manchin dictating to us how he thinks or feels. Doesn't have anything to do with the rest of America. The guy needs to stop thinking that he was elected to be king or some kind of special man and understand that the constituents are who he's supposed to be listening to. And we know that's not going to happen, but it is when I organize and bring people and mobilize and camp in front of their houses, which is what we need to do.
Yeah. That's a good point. You know, and here's the problem. You know, Joe Biden is a very skillful guy. Joe Biden was elected to the Senate in 1972. And then he was vice president. There's nobody more experienced than Joe. And it's like Manchin's a kid standing there with a hand grenade. And if he pulls the pin, it blows everybody up. Joe knows it. So Joe goes in and he woos him and he says, "Oh, Joe." And he tickles Joe under the chin with a turkey feather and then flatters him and tries to do this and that. He's not doing it because he likes it. Not doing it because it's right. But if Manchin votes with the Republicans, they have 51 votes. Kamala Harris doesn't even come into this situation. 51-49. We need Manchin. And one leverage we have over him is party switchers don't do well. If he becomes a Republican, he's going to lose down there in West Virginia. A real Republican is going to come along and beat him in a primary. So he's caught between a rock and a hard place. He's riding a tiger. And we got to keep putting the pressure on him. But Pizza Box Mike, thanks. Pizza Box Mike is one of the great shows, Saturdays at noon. Be sure to listen to it. Great show. Going to Bill of Oconomowoc, my friend. Thanks for calling, Bill. What's on your mind?
First of all, tell Pizza Box he needs a raise. He does a wonderful job on the air. He is. He's just what you guys need. But, you know, when I was younger, Matt, I watched cartoons. It was called Looney Tunes. And I really enjoyed right. it as a little kid. Well, you know, they got Looney Tunes today. I didn't realize it. It took me till yesterday to figure out. And it's Fox. Fox is the adult's answer to Looney Tunes. So yesterday I'm traveling on I'm going to Wautoma, and one of the Looney Tune guys in Wausau is on the air. So I call him up, and he's complaining about Biden and Biden this and Biden that. And I said, wait a minute. You don't have to complain. Trump's coming back in August. There's a pause. There's a pause because he's digesting what I said. And then he has a good answer. He said, how do you know? And I said, wait a minute. We all know. Mike Lindell said he's coming back, and so is Trump. Well, then he actually buys into that. And then, if that isn't enough, I said, you know, how can you blame Trump? Only 500,000 people died. He said, you're right. There's my answer to Looney Tunes.
You know what's good about that, Bill? Remember, when you call in to some of the, you know, O'Donnell and some of them down, they won't even take your call. Whereas up there, the guy was foolish enough to take your call. And when you call, what you just did was perfect. You back him into a corner. And they are really, really far out conspiracies. He has to defend it because Trump says it, and he looks like an idiot. So I think next time when you call, they'll probably dodge you. They don't like somebody who takes them on. But that was a brilliant way to handle it, because exactly right. What they say, oh, only 500,000 people died. If he'd done it different, it would have been 200,000. So 300 margin, well, who cares? And yeah, and you know something? It wasn't just Mike Lindell said he's coming back in August. Trump said he's coming back in August, which you just said. Trump said, you know, you said it. Trump said he's coming back in August. So what? No problema. You know, no problem. And he's coming back in August. You know, like this is Belarus or what? Or Venezuela or what? You know, Rwanda. I mean, this guy's coming back in August. This guy. And then, you know, some commentators, there's one that came out and said that Dr. Fauci should be in prison. Not just investigate Dr. Fauci. Dr. Fauci is the meekest guy. And the reason he should be in prison is because he warned that people should use masks. So governors put in mask mandates and that infringed on our liberties. So Fauci should go to prison. You know, they're not even in the ballpark of sanity. They're not in the ballpark of sanity. It's unbelievable. Listen, thanks a lot for calling in, Bill. All right, we're coming into the show. Great show. Great callers. Great programming coming up. Stephanie Miller, Tom Hartman, Devil's Advocate, Diamond Crute, Earl Ingram, a lot of great evening programming, weekend, the cleanup batter, cleanup hitter, Pizza Box Mike, noon on Saturdays, Matt Flynn Direct, we'll be back same time, same place on Monday, same time, same place on Monday, Matt Flynn Direct signing off for now.